জয় গোপী জানা বল্লভা গিরিবর ধারী। জয় গোপী জন বল্লভা গিরিবর ধারী। জয় যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন। যমুনা তীর বনচারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী। জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী। ওম অজ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকায় চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম য়েন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ। শ্রীচৈতন্যমনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম য়েন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপ কদা মহ্যম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম্। বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরু শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণরঘুনাথান্বিতম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজন সহিতম শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণ পাদাম সহগণ ললিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাম নমো বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামীনিতি নামিনে। নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্য দেশ তারিণে। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি শ্রী গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে।
I welcome you to 2025's first Sunday feast. 2024 was an interesting year, in good ways and bad ways. Here's to hoping that 2025 is better with the blessings of Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar Krishna Balaram Sri Gaur Nitai. Today's topic is perfect questions, perfect answers. I don't have a lecture to give you. Bless you. But in our journey on the spiritual path, we have moments of delight. We have moments of awakening. We also have moments of doubt. And it is very important to have our doubts addressed till we find full resolution in our heart and our faith gets deepened. And so I'm here as your servant to share any realizations I may have, and I welcome others to share their realizations too. And for those of you who have some burning questions in your heart that you've been thinking about, that you feel has been stopping you from progressing in your spiritual life, in your devotional life, we have a microphone we will pass around, and I will try to answer those questions. For the sake of our guests who are here for the first time, I would request that we keep the topics understandable for everybody. There are many deep esoteric aspects of Krishna consciousness. If you ask me a question like that, I'm going to give you a plain vanilla generic answer. Deep esoteric topics are not for public discussion. But otherwise, we have the microphone, Prue. Anybody has any questions? And it can be very basic questions like, you know, why is Krishna God? Yes. We have one hand up. Prabhu? Tell me your question. If I can hear it, I'll repeat it for everybody. Happy New Year. There you go.
Hello? Okay. Hare Krishna. So I'm not new to... Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you. Is this better? Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm not new to Krishna consciousness, and I've lived in Gainesville for about over a year now, or moved back, I shall say, but I think my question is more about that's burning within me, and I hope that it's helpful to others as well who are new, maybe, and also established. Like, what's the best way to receive, like, more devotee association? Because we know that's important, right, for our spiritual path.
What's the best way to receive devotee association?
And to give it.
And to give.
Yeah.
So there are two steps for that. Devotee association, genuine devotee association is very rare. And it comes only by the grace of the Lord. And so the first step in getting genuine devotee association is to pray to Krishna, please send me good Vaishnavas to associate with. And the second step is to remember that there is a twofold litmus test for good association, according to Rupa Goswami. The first is called sa-ridaya. Sa-ridaya. Sa means same, and ridaya is hearted. Same-hearted association. And the second is su-ridaya, good-hearted association. You know, we all carry our own baggages as devotees. When we start associating, sometimes that anarthas come out. And we end up committing offenses. Without giving the other person the benefit of doubt, without forgiving, and what starts with great intentions ends up very badly. And so therefore, from the very beginning, we must understand that good devotee association comes by the blessings of the Lord. So if we have good devotee association in our life, and you see, I feel very grateful every day I belong to this community. Look at all of you. Just look around you, look to your left and right. You are so blessed. And Alachua is filled with gems of Vaishnavas, right? You know, if you seek association, we will get it. And it's like free therapy. You know, what you get out of therapy, you have to pay dollars. You take prasad in the company of devotees, you sing and dance. Dadati pratigrihnati guhya makhati prichati bhungte bhunjayata chaiva sharavida pratilakshanam. You give and receive gifts, you cook for each other, you share your heart in confidence, you keep other secrets. That's the essence of good association, right? If it is with same-hearted people, that means your goals are very similar. And if it's with good-hearted people, that means neither you nor that person has any ulterior motive. Then that association is going to be very successful. Okay? Was I able to answer your question?
Thank you. And I think like my biggest, okay.
This is better. That's association, you know. they fix you.
I need it, tell me. I think my biggest like obstacle that I've had personally is like actually like reaching out to people and being like, hey, like I want to associate, like I want to build relationships, so. No,
that is very good. The basis of that association has to be service. Otherwise, what happens is, you know, how long will you keep saying Hari Bol to each other?
Right, exactly.
At some point, you'll get bored and tired.
Yes, that's right? Correct.
So the foundation, the basis of that association has to be service. Now, then you see what kind of service attracts your mind the most. Right? I am attracted by the service of Shastra. So I find others who are into Shastra, we have a great time, right? There are some who are into deity worship. There are some who are into cooking. So if you look at the Guru Ashtakam, you will see that the spiritual master is somebody who is, you know, expert, daksha at many things. You know, you see who is the most daksha, who is the most expert, you go and take that person's association, right? And naturally you will develop some kind of a heart-to-heart connection. It is organic, you cannot force it. Other Vaishnavas, do you have any? And anybody else wants to reflect on that question, have realizations to add, feel free to raise your hand and take the microphone. Can you repeat the question?
I guess there were two. The first one was how, as anyone, how to give and receive devotee association, and then I even forgot my second one, but
how to build relationships.
Sorry, mine's all over the place right now. How to build, actually like go beyond the Hari Bol, and how to actually reach out to others for that association. Yeah.
So service is the basis of that, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Other questions? Yes, Prabhu has a question. You have a comment?
I'll definitely start with that.
1 second, thank let's you. Get the microphone for our online listeners.
I think how I would answer that question too is if you have a day off, if you work, like maybe there's a Thursday, you have a day off, you could reach out and say, what service can I do at the temple? And in that way, you'll meet friends, you'll meet devotees. You have to find some time that you have off and then come around the temple and ask, hey, what can I do? And inevitably, you will find some friends in that way.
Yeah, thank you. Brilliant point.
I was also going to say that even, you know, coming in the morning, if you have some time off and hearing Bhagavatam class and then taking prasadam with the devotees afterwards, or coming to the evening, like I know Tish here, you know, she comes every evening, and now she even leads the evening artik, you know. It's like really nice. So that's a good time also, you know, to meet people and just be able to talk more than just at the Sunday feast. All right. What's your name? Minka. Nice to meet you.
Minka, you have a whole temple sitting to give you association. Others? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
My question is, like you said, that it could be as basic as why Krishna is God. I'd like to ask the other way around. Why am I not God?
Why you're not God?
Yeah, like I'm not God, therefore I'm prone to Maya, and then I cannot enjoy, I cannot create.
Uh-huh.
But that's a result of not being God. But why am I not God at the very first place?
why are you not God in the very first place? Yes.
Why did, yeah.
You know, if you were God, it would be so boring. Think about it. You know everything that's going to happen in the future. You know how each and every individual is going to act. You're omniscient, you're omnipresent, you're omnipotent. Right? You'll very likely mess things up. That is why from the very beginning you're not God. You know, God is God and you are you. If you knew what is going to happen to you tomorrow, would you feel like living today?
But this is how we are thinking from a jiva's perspective.
No, basic logical question. That say you know what is going to happen to everyone in this room in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You know everything, right? And you have to give them the freedom. You have to watch the slow burn. Would you like it?
But like, if I'd be God, won't I give them free will or something?
That's
like
why. That's why. When you give them free will, you basically watch them slow burn.
Yes.
Right. It's not fun being God. I can tell you that.
But it is because we are thinking from like from our experiences, and therefore we are making this interpretation, this kind of prediction.
Yeah. But there were people who tried being God. Okay. Hiranyakashipu.
Yeah.
Ravana. It went very badly. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Therefore, our shastras say that each individual has their own constitutional position. Constitutional position means they are meant to do a certain thing. It's actually not fun being God. It's more fun being God's servant. That's why we are God's servant from the very beginning. There is more joy in serving. In fact, if you look at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is God. But if you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, even Krishna wonders, what is it like to love me? I don't know. Only Radha knows. Let me try being her. Right? So even God has certain questions. Even God wants to become a devotee so that they are able to love amply. And so it is a great blessing that we are not God. We are a servant of God. You understand?
But he just said that God knows everything. So why would he need to inquire?
Yeah, because there is only one thing that God's energy, which is, you know, prema, that is both a part of God and is separate from God, and in a sense, it also supersedes God. Therefore, it is God. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that we Vaishnavas are the biggest shaktas. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Ultimately, you worship Radharani as the highest.
Right.
Because Krishna is God, but Radharani is the energy that makes Krishna, Krishna. Okay. Other questions? Behind you.
Hare Krishna, Babaji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for nourishing our consciousness on the first Sunday of the year. Thank you so much. So, Babaji, on the first answer of the question asked by Mataji, that genuine association comes with the mercy of the Lord. So now the question arises, how to get the mercy of the Lord, you know? It's because sometimes it is said that to get the mercy of the Lord, we have to please the devotees, genuine devotees. So like it's catch-22 situation. So how we should approach and understand this? Thank you so much.
The simple answer is Sharanagati. Just one word, Sharanagati. Sharanagati consists of six components, six steps. Doinno. Doinno is humility. Humility is the ability to let go of a mindset of entitlement. That I deserve this. You know, the first thing is to tell in your mind that, you know, I have done enough damage to others that I decide, you know, deserve nothing. Amaro jivano sada paperato nahiko punnero lesh পরেরে উদ্বেগ দিয়েছি যে কত দিয়েছি যে জীবে ক্লেশ, ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর সিংস. টু হ্যাভ দ্য মাইন্ডসেট দ্যাট মাই লাইফ ইজ দ্য মোস্ট ইম্পায়াস থিং দ্যাট ইউ ক্যান ইম্যাজিন, দ্যার ইজ নো ট্রেস অফ এনি পায়েটি. I have actually disturbed and damaged a lot of people, a lot of living entities. I have only given suffering to others. Ashesho kamona ridhi majhe mor. My heart is filled with desires that I can't even fulfill in this lifetime. Krodhi dambho parayan. And at the slightest provocation, I am very angry and I am very egotistic. You have to think like that. You know, that is humility. I deserve nothing. To let go of that mindset of entitlement, doino first. Then atmanivedana. Atmanivedana means applying yourself, giving oneself. Then third is goptritte boron, accepting superior authority among Krishna and his companions. Fourth is firm faith, avoshya rakhive Krishna bishwasopalon. To have firm conviction that no matter what, Krishna is going to protect me. Fifth is to take up activities bhakti anukulo matro, which is favorable to devotion. Bhakti anukulo matro karjero shikhar. And sixth is bhakti pratikulo bhav borjon angikar. Give up whatever is unfavorable to bhakti. Sharango sharanagati hoibe jahar. One who experiences these six aspects of sharanagati, shelter seeking, তাহার প্রার্থনা শুনে শ্রীনন্দ কুমার, কৃষ্ণ উইল লিসেন টু ইউর প্রেয়ার্স. সো হাউ ডু ইউ গেট দেয়ার? দ্যাট ইজ হাউ ইট স্টার্টস. হ্যাঁ, রূপ সনাতন পথে দন্তে তৃণ ধরি. সো ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ফলস ডাউন এট দ্য ফিট অফ রূপ গোস্বামী, সনাতন গোস্বামী, উইথ আ গ্রাস বিটুইন হিস টিথ, উইচ ইজ আ সিম্বলিক জেস্চার টু শো দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ স্পোকেন এনাফ, আই এম স্টুপিড, নাও আই এম গোন টু শাট আপ, আই এম লাইক অ্যান অ্যানিমাল. Right? I surrender my free will at your feet. Kandiya kandiya bole ami to adham. He cries and says, I am actually very wretched. Shikhaye sharanagati karohe uttam. Please teach me sharanagati and make me better. So with that prayer, if you approach, then prayers will work. Then the rest of it, association, whatever, you know. If we are not devotee, and if you are looking for association, it will become karmi association. Then sooner or later you will compare cars, you will compare, you know, you will compare whose kid goes to which school, and then it will be competition, then it will be an ego battle. In this way, you will waste a lot of time. But if you know from the very beginning that, you know, whatever wealth I have, whatever challenges I have, this is Krishna's gift to me. I just met with a friend before coming to this class. He has number of lawsuits going on. And I asked him, why do you think this is happening? And we came to the conclusion that Krishna decided that this person has to face that to become a sthita pragya, to build that inner character, you know. So Krishna will give you the right amount of challenges that you can handle. He will give you the right amount of gifts that you need, right? But we must approach Krishna with one thing, that, you know, I'm not entitled to anything. In fact, in the 10th canto, the Brajagopikas, in the midst of the Rasalila, lost Krishna because of that attitude. Krishna just disappeared from their midst. Krishna wouldn't have anything to do with them. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Baba. Thank you.
Other questions, comments, thoughts? You have a question? Okay, go.
But I have the microphone.
But you have the microphone.
So you'll have to wait.
Oh, Hare Krishna. How are you? So good to see you.
Thank you. You were describing humility. What the feeling of humility. How can one have that feeling and not become depressed at the same time? I'm worthless, useless, wretched, my whole life is sinful, and so forth. How could one, because for a lot of us, it's theoretical. We don't feel that way. And if we try to feel that way, like force ourselves to feel that way. When we don't, it can be confusing. So could you explain?
Yes, you're absolutely right that if we have that wretched feeling within us, we would become very depressed except for one factor, which is hope. Where if we have the understanding that, you know, essentially this is how I understand Gaudiya Vaishnavism, that we are the lowest, we are the most undeserving, but we will not settle for anything but the best and the highest. Krishna Prem is the highest thing that can be attained in this universe. We will not settle for anything, that too, not in any rasa. Right? The Hare Krishna Mahamantra points to the rasa of Brajagopikas. We will not settle for anything except the highest. We don't deserve it. And the only kind of thing that tilts the scale is hope in grace. And that is where I think Lord Nityananda comes in. And, you know, I've been very inspired by your journey into healing. I have had some major health challenges as well. And there was one time I was, it's like, this is it, I'm gone. And I'll share a personal realization since you asked that question. You know, I felt that the Mahamantra didn't speak to me. The deities, didn't speak to, nothing spoke to me at a very critical hour. I was, the only thought I had is that if whatever 35 years or 40 years of Krishna consciousness that I have practiced means anything to anybody, it would be Nityananda Prabhu. He's my last shelter, only shelter. I am a rescue case. Right? I don't deserve any of this. Only he is able to take me from the filth that I am in, clean up whatever consciousness that needs to be cleaned up, and give me the highest gift that one can ever imagine. And so that is the only thing that is, and the only way you can get it is Nityananda Prabhu will make you humble first. So we have to be humble, but we have to know that there is hope in grace. That is my...
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
So it means, just maybe to regurgitate what you said in a slightly different way. The more we struggle because of our conditioned nature, fallen nature, and still Nityananda Prabhu doesn't kick us away, but gives us his mercy, then the more glorious it becomes, the more fallen we are, in one sense, the more glorious it becomes that we're accepted and we can move forward.
Potito pavano hetu tavoy avatar, moshamo potito prabhu na paibeyar. You won't find somebody more fallen than me if we approach Nityananda Prabhu like that. That is where we are saved by him. Thank you, Prabhu.
Online question. Is there actually reference or some verses that Lord gives you as much you can handle, not more, not less? Is there actually reference or is just your idea?
It is inference based on reference.
Where is the reference he wants?
Many. Srimad Bhagavatam is filled, like Kunti Devi. Right? Kunti Devi goes through so many challenges and then she says that let those challenges come back again and again because every time you were there. Krishna was there personally present to help her meet those challenges. At the same time, Krishna gave her the challenges.
No, but the question I'm refining again. How much you can tolerate? Krishna knows and that much he gives. Is there exact reference or just an idea floating?
That is, my inference. So my realization based on those references. That if you look at the Srimad Bhagavatam, practically every story, Vasudev goes to jail for no fault of his own. The lives of many people around Sri Krishna are disastrous. But, they get through all the challenges. It could have been worse. Right? Every time, this is how I cope with things. Every time I am faced with a disaster, I tell myself it could have been much worse. It could have been much worse. And somehow, you know, Krishna has given this to me because Krishna thinks that this is the right thing for me to handle. I look at the Srimad Bhagavatam, I look at other Puranas, I look at Shastric references, and you look at Shastras from other religious traditions as well. You see the same thing getting repeated again and again. That, you know, in Christianity, Jesus' parents didn't have a very good time. In the book of Job in the Old Testament, Job had a terrible time, right?
Book of Job,
which is in the Hebrew Bible. You look at any Shastra, the path to God is always fraught. It's never easy. But every time, you know, I was told when I was a young child that at some point, you know, God might give you His blessings or God might give you His love. Blessings is, you know, you have what you need, everything is fine, you are comfortable, you are blessed. But when you have the love of God, you may not be blessed, but you have God's love, right? Arjuna had a terrible life. He's a prince who has to live in the forest. His life is constantly under threat. He has to face a battle where he has to kill his own relatives. It's not fun, but he has God's love, which is bigger than God's blessings.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like an example, I know they are going to keep on going online, otherwise they'll ask again. If someone say, am I the maker of my destiny or life is predestined? So as you are answering, what I understand that certain things are predestined, like bad weather. But to reach Miami in bad weather, how I will drive and converse with the other passenger, that is not predestined.
Correct.
That's up to me.
Correct.
So both way, but is there a specific, like, this much is already done, you're going to face it, whether you like or not?
I cannot think of it. If you can think of something, I'd love to hear.
Okay.
And that question you brought up is so important, you know, free will versus, you know, what, how am I making my destiny? Say, if you're playing tennis, there are some laws that you cannot violate, like the law of gravity, law of friction. You cannot violate those laws. Those are there. But there are other rules that can keep changing. Tennis was invented by some humans at a certain point. Right? So there are certain things in this world that we have control over. We can change things. And then there are certain things that we cannot change. Right? So there are some inviolable laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvasah. But ahankara vimudhatma thinks kartaham iti manyate. The person who is egotistic thinks I am doing everything. So if I think that I am the master of my own destiny, it's an egotistic idiocy. Most of it is scaffolded by divine providence. And all of our life is actually designed for our growth, whether we like it or not. We are supposed to learn something from it. We are supposed to evolve. And in that evolution, one day there is that purification when we are able to serve Radha Krishna perfectly. Till that stage, we just keep evolving through these.
But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells so many things we should do. Maybe I'm not the sole doer, but I am a doer.
Yes, you are the doer.
Contingent, like together. Krishna wants this way, Arjuna has to do. Otherwise, what is the use of what Krishna is telling so many instructions? Do this, don't do this.
Yes.
So doer has to be there, but not the sole doer.
No.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you. Other questions, comments, thoughts? Yes, and then Malachi.
Hare Krishna. Thank Hare you. Paul. Referring to Swamiji, whatever.
Pran Govinda Prabhu.
Yeah. Yeah. Referring back to that question, I'm asking humbly, isn't that where the free will comes in also? Where the do's and don'ts are given to us, and we have the right to choose. And so, aren't we not the creator of our own destiny? We are the cause in the matter of creating what we, the outcome will be.
Yeah, there if are that, some. There are, the, sorry.
If that awareness is there in people, they, I think they will seek for more wise solutions and see what the outcome will be, and they will make the right choices in life. Yes, of course, it's an egoistical decision, but knowing deep down there is a higher grace which is guiding us.
Yes, there is minuscule free will. There are few things you have no free will over, right? Like right now this earth is spinning really fast and you are spinning with it. You just don't realize it. You have no free will to change that speed. You know, you can't free will it, you know. But there is free will in terms of how we respond to situations. That's one. The real utility of free will is to align it with the will of the Lord. That at the end of the day, whether we realize it or not, we are all doing time here. You know, we are stuck in a body for a span of a lifetime. This is, you know, a bag made of flesh and bones that has a lot of stories going on in the head. And by nature's design, you have to drop those stories every night to be able to sleep. No, when you go to sleep, you forget whether you're a man, woman, Indian, American. You forget all that, right? And then for a few hours every night, the Upanishads say that you experience Brahman when there is no identity. You know, you're in like suspended animation. Then you come up and you take the stories back in your head and you keep living your life, right? In this way, the body goes on for some time. And then whether it's a complete lifespan or not, there is kaput. In the middle of that, we think no end of ourselves. That's where we think that, you know, when we say free will, yes, we do have free will. But free will does not mean lordship. Right? When that free will is used to lord things over, it comes back to bite us. That is called suffering. When that free will is surrendered at the feet of the Lord, then that free will actually starts helping us grow. Right? So thank you for that question. You had a question? Can we pass the microphone, please? We have 5 more minutes, so one last question before we end the session tonight.
So I only exist because I only have relationships with people, like with Krishna or some people, or even with this material world. So like, if I say like, who am I? It's always like, whenever I explain like how the Shastras explain, Who am I? Like, I'm the spirit soul. The spirit soul always needs to have a relationship with something to
yes.
exist?
Yes. The spirit soul is always experiencing rasa. Raso vaisa. When that rasa is centered around another living entity, then sooner or later, there is disbalance. But when that relation is centered around Krishna, then there is balance. Right? So you will say one day you get married, you have a wife. If your wife becomes the center of everything, sooner or later you're going to be disappointed, my friend. But if your relation with your wife is centered around Krishna, it is going to be a long-lasting, stable partnership. Right? Your relation with your wife remains, but now it is centered around Krishna. Right? Every soul by nature has a relationship, even amoebas. You know, amoebas split themselves. Now when there are two amoebas, they start fighting for the same amount of food. Yeah. See, there is a relationship of fighting. So Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, 5 relations, is there across all souls in every species. Just that when it is not directed towards Krishna, there is some trouble. There, it is the material world. When it is directed towards Krishna, it is the spiritual world.
Right. So as long as I exist, I have to function.
Yes, and that functioning has to be in relation with other people or other entities. To be, remember this sutra, to be is to be with.
Yes.
To be, to exist.
Yes.
is to exist in relations to others. To be is to be with. Nobody can help that. Even Sri Krishna, Sangopangastra Parshada, Krishna has associates. Krishna always comes with his associates.
Right.
Thank you. One last question. Last question, comment. Yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu. Thank you.
The first question that Mataji started with, and it reminded me, in the purport of Nectar of Instruction, text 4, Prabhupada writes, this Krishna consciousness movement will grow on based on that relationship, six loving exchange. Dadati prati ginnati guhyam akkati prichati bhungte bhujayate chayva saravidam priti lakshanam. So Prabhupada said that Sunday, today happened to be Sunday, also in the purport he writes, in Sunday we actually establish this relationship. And we are gathering here. You can read this. You can buy that book right there, Nectar of Instruction, text 4. If Prabhupada writes this, Sunday we do this. Also, we should do also with the devotee community, Prabhupada writes, based on these six. So if you look at the purpose, why we want to do this, this is pleasing the Lord. Rupa Goswami Pad's purpose was to please the Lord. And if we follow this loving exchange and build that relationship, instead of saying Hari Bol every time we meet, there should be more than that. I think it's wonderful the way it began. Then when the Lord is pleased, you will be pleased and the love of Godhead will be awakened.
That is correct. Prabhu, back.
You have a quick question?
Yes, yes.
I just wanted to your input on this question that I have. I heard Prabhupada saying, and also I wanted to see if this is connected to what you said about humility, which is, he said, whatever success you gain in life comes from Krishna. And if you fail, it's your fault.
You see, if you fail, it's your fault.
You're to be blamed. Does that have any connection with humility?
I didn't quite get that.
Huh?
No, I didn't. Your point was, whatever success you attempt for in life, if you fail, it's your fault.
No, success that you gain in life is Krishna's mercy.
Huh.
And bad things that happen in your life, it's your fault. You are to be blamed.
Difficult things happen because of our karma. It's plain and simple. But sometimes I feel that, even failures are Krishna's blessings. Even failures are very big blessings. We just don't... Huh?
I feel,
suffering is karma, but, pain is inevitable. Suffering is an option. bad things are going to happen to you, but how much you suffer because of it, that is your choice. Huh? And so bad karma is, but that's why it says, when you come to spiritual life, karma stops functioning, because you are a das. Right? Das means Krishna is in charge. And so if difficulties come, we also take that as blessings. Srila Prabhupada failed many times and he took it, thank you Krishna. This is what Krishna wants for me.
Right. But when you connect that to humility, it's a good tool, isn't it?
When you connect that with humility?
Yeah, to justify your humility.
Yes, it is an attitude. At the end of the day, Krishna consciousness boils down to certain mental attitudes. Right? That I am a servant. I am not entitled to anything. Krishna will look out for me no matter what. That I must choose whatever choice I have. I must choose what is favorable to devotional service. I must reject whatever is unfavorable to devotional service. I can go anytime and no matter what, I will be protected. Krishna will take care of me. What I am seeing here is temporary. I must respect the material world, but not get attached to it. Right? So these mental attitudes we cultivate over a lifetime, and then when difficult things happen, you know, then pain is inevitable, but suffering becomes an option when you have that mental attitude.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thanks for listening in. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.